In the fall of 2013, Nick Clark enrolled at Coastal Carolina, ready to suit up at free safety for the football team on scholarship. Then, the coach that recruited him left before Clark ever stepped on the field as a freshman. So, when his coach left, Clark had a decision to make.
That was my first time actually being exposed to transfer rules and what type of effect this has on not only me, but your teammates when a coach leaves a program.
While he chose to stay through the coaching change, many of his teammates transferred out of the school. Now a member of the NCAA's Student Advisory Board, Clark says he used his experience to implement a sweeping change in the organization's transfer policy. It's known as the transfer portal.
From my experiences, what different things happens when a student-athlete wants to transfer? Why is the student-athlete transferring? Through that, we were able to develop a model.
In a study reported in the Sport Journal, published by the United States Sports Academy, researchers monitored 80 student-athletes in Division I program. At the end of the year-long study, about one-fourth of the athletes had transferred from their schools, and an additional 16% were considering a transfer. A majority of those athletes cited playing time and coaching changes as the main reasons behind their transfers. Clark says that the transfer portal aims to give student-athletes control over their own destinies because they no longer need permission from their athletic director or coach to be eligible to be recruited by other programs.
A student-athlete can enter the portal without his coach's permission. What if he had a falling out with the coach? It's pretty hard to talk to your coach when y'all don't like each other.
When student-athletes decide to enter the portal, they must inform school compliance officers at least 48 hours before they intend to enter the database of student-athletes looking to transfer. Both academic and athletic administrators have debated the merits of the transfer portal. Steve Ross is the director of the Penn State Institute for Sports Law, Policy, and Research. He says that the transfer portal process for graduate student-athletes sacrifices academics for athletics.
The graduate transfer portal seems to be a sham. The people are not really seriously pursuing graduate studies. They're just going there to play for an extra year.
According to NCAA rules, fifth-year graduate transfers are immediately eligible to play when they enroll at their new school. Undergraduates must sit out for a one-year academic residency. Ross also says that these restrictions are a legal gray area in the court system because they straddle the line between the commercial and academic sectors, which might violate the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890. The transfer portal has also come under fire by coaches. Alabama head coach Nick Saban spoke at the SEC Media Days in July and criticized the transfer portal for basically instituting free agency. According to USA Today, he said that student-athletes who transfer should face consequences for abandoning their original commitment and wasting the program's academic, recruiting, and developmental resources. One consequence, Saban said, should be the current one-year academic residency. Other critics, however, say that coaches like Saban are hypocritical because NCAA coaches suffer no consequences when they leave their program for another coaching opportunity. In fact, coaching changes in the coaching carousel increased by 5% between 2007 and 2013, according to Change, the magazine of higher learning. Some see a pattern between coaching changes and player transfers. The transfer portal also has its advocates. John Nichols is a senior fellow for the Curley Center for Sports Journalism at Penn State. He says that the portal is shifting the balance of power from the NCAA and its member institutions to the players themselves.
It gives them more control over their own future. It allows them to move more freely.
Some former players also see the transfer portal as a means for player empowerment. Mike Baum, former defensive end for Northwestern in the 1980s, says that the NCAA's changes rightly give players more control over their careers than when he played.
The more power gives student-athletes without abusing it for their situation, the better.
Baum says that the money poured into college athletics now is far more than when he played, so the stakes are that much higher. Since the opening of the transfer portal, the NCAA has already begun tweaking the process. Under one recent change, incoming freshman student-athletes who enroll in summer classes and undergo a coaching change can answer the transfer portal and be eligible immediately at their new school. That's according to CBSSports.com. Clark says that the NCAA will be using the data from the transfer portal to further educate student-athletes on their transfer options and abilities. John Affleck is the director of Penn State's Curley Center for Sports Journalism. He says that more changes and adjustments are on the horizon.
I think it's one of several things that will ultimately force the hand of the NCAA to make pretty significant changes because the transfer portal essentially creates free agency.
Nichols agrees that the new policy is just the starting point for other changes in the relationship between college athletes and the NCAA.
It also probably is a predictor of going down the path of making players employees of the university as opposed to their students who happen to play football.
Reporting for the College of Communications, I'm Danny Ehrlich, serving you the freshest news.